Is there anybody I've missed? Okay. I'm going to read, then Bob Zoller's going to read, because he's going to try to... He's really cool. I'll introduce him. I have a poem. It's called Little Feet. If somebody wants... Or there's two copies of it. Anybody wants... They just published it last week in the city paper. It's about a little girl who was left out there, and she froze. And but... It's more to that. It's giving what life is. I don't like to really read sad poems too. I write a lot of them because of the nature of my thing. Oh, thank you. This book I wrote like 11 years ago called The Evidence Room. I was always fascinated with how... the Holocaust, they call it the Holocaust Museum. It just doesn't work for me. It never worked. My brother-in-law, who's passed away, died. He was he left Warsaw, went to Paris, went to France, and hid. And actually, Spielberg did a thing on him. But I was always fascinated how this could happen. And it's beyond fascination. It's like awestruck. And how they could call it a Holocaust museum, because it doesn't work. Muse, for the muse, the nine muses, that's what the museum is. It's artifacts, but it's more, when I saw, I went into the evidence room of the Allegheny County, then I realized, no, it's not a museum, it's an evidence room. That's what it is. Hell, call it like it is. It's evidence. This occurred. It's not a museum, and what I did was, I'll just read you real quick here. The word Holocaust means nothing. Anytime you put a word to anything, doesn't mean love. You can't, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was Yahweh. The word is not Yahweh. Yahweh's Yahweh. Okay. The word Holocaust means nothing. 6 million means less, and there is no word for fear. You just quit caring. I quit caring, and I have the memory of quitting. I don't know where Treblinka is. The reason I'm reading this, too, is because of the D-Day invasion. Okay, that in itself, what was going on then in the world, I wasn't born then. But if anybody, and I'm sure all of us know, and young people at least should learn about it if you do not, was one of the most horrific times ever. 50 million people were killed during World War II. And what was going on was like, it's like good versus evil. And I don't care about, you can say, well, they did this because of, no, evil. I mean, real, 50 million people. I don't know where Treblinka is, Warsaw, Ghetto, Auschwitz, Birkenau, Dachau. I've forgotten. I've been told of tattooed lampshades and thumbs for light switches. I don't remember liberated camps. I will never be liberated, not even in death. I become no age, not old nor young. I am the Huns, the American Indians, the Croat, the Cambodian, the black slave, barbed wire, grit that festers a scar, cold wind, a sign that says everyone gets what they deserve. An oboe or flute, the piano, the train of cattle people, cold eyes, lips that smile like a razor, Republican shoes, the power of temptation, a lie. Caught on the war song, rally around the flag, all wearing uniforms, marching, 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 a hat slapped against the thigh, the bolt turned too tight, the evidence room. I am Tobias, and I stack the shelves, place boxes on the shelves, many boxes and things. Today I place a chair on the shelf, a mahogany chair cut by a craftsman, placed on the shelf for memory. The chair was cut by a carpenter, a skilled man, and given to the synagogue. Now it gathers dust, and I lock the door of the room. The wind is cold, my bones remember. My feet refuse to move, and the wind cuts cold through my bones.